my record player brought it for not so much for that, but I brought it because I had a couple of different songs that I wanted to sing to instruments that aren't just an acoustic guitar or instruments that I don't play, and recordings that I've had over the years, but I didn't really want to do it to a CD, so I actually pressed them to vinyl, which we found out as we were researching that it's like, if you don't need 30,000 of them, then like it's hard to do it. It's really expensive. So, you know, I have like a couple of thousand of the absolutely most expensive albums that I ever bought in my life. And then, hang on. I'm sort of weirdly far away because this place is a little weird, you know. Here we go. Most of this is gonna be that way. I'm gonna be back there. It's gonna be weird. So anyway, then I thought, well, why not, like, when you have walk-in music and shit like that, why not just play records? Because this is supposed to be kind of like a living room show. So we started looking at albums, and I actually have all of the albums that, pretty much all the albums that I ever bought, almost from back when I was a little kid. So I brought a couple of those that you get to listen to tonight. But the first song I'm gonna do is a song called Silence the Voices. And I'm singing to the original recording that we did for the song that's on Carry On. And this song, at the time it was written, I think we were in between Iraq wars, but it was post 9/11. And I had just been thinking about, I was thinking specifically about leaders, whether it's the president or you know, any leader of any country, when they're signing up for a military action, they actually have to, like, they're just people, like you and me. And they actually have to sit behind a desk and sign something. They have to think about, when after I sign this, a whole bunch of people are gonna die. And maybe a couple bad people that doesn't bother me, but it's also gonna be like, a lot of like maybe confused people and innocent people. And I just was thinking about that, like what kind of frame of mind are you in when you do that? And where is that voice in your head that we all have, which is why we're not out murdering people. Where is that voice that says, maybe we shouldn't do this bad stuff. Maybe we shouldn't drop bombs on people. No one ever talks about that. The president has never come up and said, you know, I was thinking about it and I thought, this is really fucking bad. I signed it, but I did think, yeah, this is really shitty. I don't want to do this. They can't. They have to appear strong, which I understand. But anyway, that was the long version of what was going through my head. The real version, I thought, probably the thought process took a couple seconds, probably.